In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Vous aimez cette qualité? Eh bien, faut pas se gêner. Donnez, donnez, donnez. À cette qualité, donnez, donnez, donnez. À cette qualité, donnez, donnez, donnez. Faut pas se gêner, et venez.
One Stop Caribbean Cuisine is the place to be. The best tasting food, West Indian food. Check it out. 334 St. Jacques Street. The one and only. Chef X. And the best. Everyone calling up his name, talking about him. All type of food ready right there. Fish, vegetable, oxtail, curry goat, jerk chicken. That same tasting Caribbean food in a Montreal. And then me go when me left Jamaica. Go there right now. The food, delicious, delicious. West Indian Caribbean cuisine.
To stream or not to stream, that is the question. From platforming hate speech to unbelievably low royalty rates for artists, how can we as music fans ethically consume music online? Yes, radio stations such as CJLO are indeed an ethical source for music consumption, but what are the larger forces at play? What role do major labels have in this current climate? And what realistically can listeners do to ensure that the musicians they love can sustain long and meaningful careers? To find out, please join CJLO 1690 AM, CKUT 90.3 FM, and various members of the Canadian music industry for a wide-ranging and important conversation regarding the ethics of streaming on Thursday, April 14th at 12 p.m. Eastern. For more details on how to attend, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at CJLO 1690 AM.
This is Tony from Planet Giza, and you're listening to CKUT Montreal Community Radio. This is the crib right here, so shout-outs to every station on here, and shout-outs to you, the listener. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
We're back on If You Got Ears, CKUT 90.3 FM. We're going to hear from Samutek, Polish artist who creates stark, hellish soundscapes from their new album, Skamielina. After that, we'll hear from artists such as Sewer Election, The Shadow Ring, and Sarah Devachi, who has a show coming up in Montreal shortly. We'll talk more about that later on in the program. For now, enjoy Samutek.
Przepraszam, ale chciałam panią jakoś obudzić.
Thank you. Thank you.
There we just heard Skamielina from a Polish artist called Samutek. If you enjoy soundscape and music concrete, you should check out their other work. Great artist. Up next, we're going to hear from a noise musician out of Gothenburg, Sweden, who goes by the name Sewer Election. They have a fantastic new album on the label White Centipede Noise, based in Germany, called Blizzard Amplification. And from that new release, we're going to hear Spirals 1 here on CKUT.
This is the Amanda Galast. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
I am Sharif Sahnawi, a musician from Beirut, Lebanon, where I was born and where I lived most of my life. Basically, we founded Irtijal in the year 2000, so that's 23 years ago, but actually held our first festival edition in 2001. So today the festival is 22 years old. We've held 22 editions in 22 years and are now planning for the 23rd for April 2023. What happened then? I mean, we were, you know, young musicians, very dedicated to whatever it is we were doing at the time. Very much in love with all types of experimental and contemporary music, with free improvisation, with free jazz, which was like the start of it all for us, like people like Cecil Taylor, Coltrane, Ornette, you know, this was the big push for us in our youth to this big huge motivation to get into music. And the context